K-Rock 955, this is The Wash Up. Thanks to Goddings, Tom King in the host chair. Thanks to Adrian and Amanda Williams and the team out there on the Western Highway at Rockbank. To the casual GFL observer, they would have looked at the ladder and seen St Joseph's and Bell Park as a pretty good matchup. Well, St Joey's, the reigning premier, they had different ideas. They'd basically put this one to bed by quarter time when they banged on 6-0 out at Hamelin Park. Coach of St Joseph's, Heath Jamieson, has been good enough to join us on The Wash Up. Jamo, congratulations on the win, but I'm guessing that the manner your team went about it would have been the most pleasing aspect for you.
Oh, yeah, thanks for having me, Turkey. Yeah, no, it was. It was, we probably didn't expect the margin to be that, but, you know, we just want to, like I say, it's a bit boring, but we just want to play the way we play every time we step out onto that field. And, you know, the scoreboard sort of takes care of itself if you look after that aspect of your game. And to the boys' credit, yesterday we didn't let up for four quarters, and by far our best performance of the year. And, yeah, we'll take it.
Yep. What was the most pleasing aspect?
Look, I suppose our energy around the ball, I thought our pressure was really good. Every time Bell Park got the footy, they seemed to be under pressure. Coinciding with that, they probably gave the ball back to us a fair bit throughout the day. And once that sort of turnover happened, our footy on the other end was really good, you know. So, it's always pleasing when you sort of, after the game, you're sort of throwing up about, you know, 15 to 20 names who you probably could have fitted in your best six players. So the team aspect of the game was really good, and the way we played our footy is the way we want to.
Lockie Devine played 16 games in 2016 in the senior side. Only the three last year is obviously the squeeze was on in terms of depth of your list, but got a chance yesterday and took it with both hands, kicking six.
Yeah, Lock's first five games in the 12 o'clock of this year has been fantastic. I think he probably had it 30 to 40 times a game in all five games. So we were keen to get him in. We like to reward that form. And, yeah, you know, he's come in with a lot of confidence from those games, I think, and probably showed in his footy yesterday. He kicked six. He's a crafty-type player. He knows where the ball's going, which is always handy. And he's just your real footballer's footballer, I suppose. He's not overly blessed with speed, power and that type of stuff, but it helps when the brain inside your head's probably keyed into football, and he knows how to get on the end of them. And yesterday he got on the end of it six times, which was great for him and great for us.
Yep. Amazingly, hadn't kicked a goal in the reserves in his five games, and then comes out and kicks six in the ones.
Yeah, he probably is a bit stiff not to probably get a look into the midfield, but pretty hard one to crack into at the moment. But, he adapted to the role that he had to play for us yesterday really well.
Another name that guys are going to keep an eye on, especially those that follow the Cats closely, Lincoln McCarthy's brother Curtis has aligned himself with you guys while he has a crack at the Geelong VFL side, and a solid performance from him yesterday.
Yeah, Curtis' last two games have been fantastic. He had an interrupted pre-season. His first couple of games for us probably wasn't great, but now he's getting that continuity into his training. I think he kicked six last week against North Shore, and yesterday he was electric in the air. Not only does he look to be a good player, he probably brings that excitement that you like to go watch. I think he tried to fly for a few hangers yesterday and plays the game really well visually, I suppose, for our supporters. And he's definitely at 19 years of age. I think I don't know whether he'll be with us too long. He's got a pretty bright future ahead of him.
The challenges keep coming. Jamo, off to Colac next week. The Tigers just snuck home against Newtown and Chilwell yesterday, but it's never easy to go down the road and get the 4 points.
No, always a tough trip up to Colac, and it's, you know, these are the ones that we really look forward to, these games. We like to test ourselves, and, you know, the boys are ready for this block of games. I suppose a lot of people are saying that we hadn't really played too many people before yesterday, but you know, we've got a next block that's going to be really tricky for us. But we're also confident knowing that if we play like we did yesterday, you know, we're comfortable going to play anyone, anywhere, I suppose.
Well, Jamo, great result. Good way to come back after the interleague break with a 104-point win. Well done, and best of luck in Colac next week. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks, King. I just want to say good day to Cooper and Noah, too, in the car listening to their dad. that was a trade-off to get them off the park, mate, that they had to go to the car. So, g'day, boys.
Well played, Jamo. Thanks for your time.
Cheers, mate. Bye.